Leading the news this morning, the opposition says the Labor government is incapable of living within its means after it reneged on its promise to deliver a budget surplus. Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey has told News Breakfast he's committed to a surplus but won't make any promises. The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, says he's putting the economy before politics. Corruption allegations at Sydney Airport have now extended to the waterfront. An ABC and Fairfax investigation alleges customs and wharf workers are helping consignments of guns, drugs and illegal tobacco pass through Port Botany. Police believe one smuggling syndicate has two customs officers on the payroll. Friends and colleagues have paid tribute to a prominent health economist and his academic partner who were murdered in Tasmania. Gavin Mooney and Dallas Weston were found dead in their home southeast of Hobart. Dr. Weston's son has been charged with their murders. 1,750 South Australian public sector jobs are to go after a budget blowout. State Treasurer Jack Snelling revealed a record $1.17 billion deficit for the current financial year. He's announced a string of spending cuts in an effort to return the budget to surplus by 2016. An Australian soldier is recovering from a car crash in Afghanistan. The accident happened when an armoured vehicle collided with a civilian car in Uruzgan province.